The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Seven after the hour.
How do you do?
I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with my friend Victoria Keelan. Peter Tran is at the studio controls. Richie has gone to the National Association of Broadcasters meeting in Las Vegas for a couple of days, as is my general manager, Bob Kay. A lot of broadcasters from all over the country, actually all over the world, about 160,000 broadcasts. Can you imagine all those people getting into one place, the Las Vegas Convention Center and all those hotel rooms? They have. This is the biggest convention they have, but imagine trying to manage 160,000 people in one building.
Wow. And it's bigger than CES?
It is now, because there is a sort of CES quality to it, Victoria. There are a lot of new gadgets and things that are just for the broadcast industry that people, and that's why Bob goes, because he loves the toys. He finds all these things that we can use to edit this and fix
all those
that.
Engineering geeky toys.
Yeah, the geeks. The geeks love it. It's geeks paradise. I don't go because...
Radio geeks are a whole separate entity of regular geeks.
Yeah, it's a different world. Okay, let's find out what has happened with the earthquakes over the world. Powerful tremor in Ecuador, series of quakes and shakes in Japan. So people are now worried, it's time for the mega quake. Is the big one going to happen? There are scientists who have been saying, California, I better get out of here today, because it could be that by the end of the day, we'll have a strong earthquake here. What you don't know, and what really sort of adds a certain amount of temperate focus to this, is that earthquakes happen around the planet every single day. There's an earthquake someplace, but most of the earthquakes take place in places where there aren't any people. So it's kind of like if somebody yells in the forest and there's nobody there to hear it, can it be heard? Yeah, there are earthquakes that like the noise in the forest. It's there. But if you're not close to it, it's not akin to anything or anybody, then you don't have the experience. So now you see these earthquakes, and whether or not, because they happened in two places that are pretty much literally on the other side of the world, Ecuador, South America, Japan, over in the Pacific Rim, does that mean that the end of the world is coming? The Earth's crust is going to break apart. You know how foolish all of that stuff is? It's just foolish. These things are part of what makes the planet that it is. If you go back and look at, Victoria and I were talking about civics and what you learned in school. Okay, now here's the next test for you.
Okay.
What you learned about in geography and topography, about the plates and the planet from its inception 4.5 billion years ago to where it is now. Have you ever looked at a map of the planet as it began to develop and as it has spread apart over the millions of years, billions of years it's been in existence?
I do not believe I've seen a map of that, but I mean, I remember from earth science that those plates are constantly shifting, and that's a necessity.
Yes. So thus, when you look
at... It's like
at,
when you build a skyscraper, you have to allow for some movement.
Yeah, right. They have to bend bridges, too. When you go over a bridge, you see that there's 3 or 4 inches in each one of the plates as you go over the bridge that allow for expansion in the heat, and if there's going to be wind or, you know, some kind of earthquake event. All of the roads out here in California now, after the earthquake in Norwalk, which was, what was it, 96? Jennifer would tell me, not important. Anyway, when everything fell apart because... the construction wasn't quite what it ought to be. Now all the roads, if it's, like a total end of the world earthquake, the roads are all going to collapse. But buildings out here and roadways, you're right, are all built to accommodate the movement. Well, to go back to what I was saying before, if you look at a picture, artist rendition of what the world was like, let's say 2.5 billion years ago, what is Africa and what is South America? We're one. And then over the course of the billions of years, as they spread out across what is now the Atlantic Ocean, there is, I believe, at the closest point, about 1,450 miles between the tip of South America in on Venezuela, or it may be Colombia, and then to the tip of Morocco on the west side of Africa. But those were all, that was one. So it gives you a dramatic example of how the plates move. Can you imagine the earthquakes that must have taken place when there were no human beings on this planet?
And wow.
They've been taking place, but it doesn't have any impact because there's nobody there. You know, what
right.
does it make? Under the circumstances, though, these earthquakes are really prevalent now in Japan for some reason or another, and some of the areas of South America. Now, what I find most fascinating about this, Victoria, is the drone coverage. Have you seen some of the drone footage taken from the air as the earthquake was taking place?
No, oh, that sounds fascinating.
Yeah, you can go to a couple of different websites, mostly the news websites, and see the drone footage of what it looked like when the quakes took place. I think this was Japan. I'm not sure. I was just looking at something, and maybe it was Ecuador. But it just, somebody set up a drone that was a news drone from a news station, because they have them now, and it filmed the actual event, which is something, you know, you only usually see that stuff in the movies because there's not anybody around to
right.
quickly respond. Speaking of drones, this is the danger of drones. British Airways reported this morning that a plane carrying 137 people was preparing to land this morning at Heathrow, and it was struck by a drone. It approached and in normal sense and come from Geneva. And so the police ran, as you can imagine, to try to figure out what was going on. Fortunately, the plane didn't go down. But this is the kind of thing that will bring a plane down. This is the kind of thing that people have been talking about. These things are all over the place, and they're damn dangerous.
Yep.
So the inquiry continues into what happened. It did not appear on air traffic control radar screens because it's too small. So what do you, I mean, just think about what that means. What sort of, I'm uncomfortable thinking about it. I fly all the time. I'll be on a plane today for almost 6 hours going from the West Coast back to the East Coast. I don't want to think when I land in Boston tonight at 9 o'clock that some clown's going to be flying around out there with a drone. And
right. I mean, they're worse than the geese. You know, New York City's yeah. famously had a geese problem since Captain Sully made it, yeah. you know, made that crash
right.
landing.
Yeah. And then, by the way, there's a movie that's coming out about him. I think Tom Hanks is playing Captain Sully. But what they've done, and this was very controversial because the wildlife people got all over it, at JFK and LaGuardia, they've hired shooters to shoot the birds.
I know. I've heard about that. It's controversial.
Yeah. Well, why? Which would you rather do, shoot the birds or the birds bring down planes? It's not everybody who's going to fly a plane that's like Sullenberger that can
right.
get it into the water and not
yeah.
everybody get killed.
Yep.
So, you know, where's your priority here?
Well, my priority obviously is on the human life. I'm just saying, I think that there could be, you know, if there are deer whistles on that you can put on your car to alert deer and keep them away, I'm sure there's an equivalent for birds.
Deer whistles?
Yeah, you know those little things? This is a New York City girl talking about deer whistles on a car. I can't believe you don't know this.
This is a farm guy who doesn't know what you're talking about.
They're little things. You can't hear it, but it's the little things that you stick on your front bumper, and when you're driving on, like, country roads, the wind goes through it, and it whistles in a very high frequency, and it's supposed to scare the deer away so you don't hit them with your car.
Really? I never heard of it before.
That's amazing, and I feel like I might be hallucinating this. This is a thing, right?
Sounds good. Yeah, I'm all for that.
I'm pretty sure this is a real thing.
Really? Huh. All right, we'll put our crack investigative team to work on that. Meanwhile, it's 15 past the hour here on Good Day.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
An RV rolls into a campground. Kids in the back eat turkey, jerky, excessive. Dad drives like a boss with 24/7 support from Progressive. Tomorrow it's off to see the world's largest ball of twine. Would have seen it last trip, but Dad missed the sign.
Get 24/7 help when you insure your RV with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit Barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
All right, so tax day is today. Our poll today at DougStephan.com and our trending story at DougStephan.com is why April 18th instead of April 15th. Why did you have until today to file your tax return? There are a lot of people that are asking for six-month extensions, that sort of thing. There's a three-month. You can go to August 15th or you can go to October 15th, but you must have the money in the IRS account today. But it was a legal holiday on Friday in the District of Columbia, so nobody was in the offices of the IRS. There's always some we have in Massachusetts because of Patriots Day today, the running of the Boston Marathon, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The state of Massachusetts gets another day, so my tax returns wouldn't have to be filed until tomorrow at midnight, whereas everybody else in the country has to file tonight, but normally it would have been midnight on Friday night. It's just, Maine, by the way, also has Patriots Day, so they have a deadline movement to tomorrow as well. And Patriots Day goes back to April of 1775. You must have studied in, there's a poem that goes with the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere. Do you know that
right.
poem?
Huh? Oh, yeah, of course.
Hardly a man is now alive who wasn't a focus in 75 and so forth. And so. Did you ever have to memorize things when you were in school?
Sure, yeah.
What did you have to memorize? What kind of things did you memorize?
Well, vocabulary stuff.
Yeah.
That was memorization was big with vocabulary words, things like that. Like
so what good did it do you? What good did it do you? Do you think it really did you? I have this thing about memorizing. I don't think it does you a bit of good.
Huh.
Other than maybe the math tables, which come, you know, is it because the 2 and 2 is 4, it comes as second nature? Could you figure that out on your own, or do you have to have the tables to figure it out?
That's a good question. I know kids learn different math now.
Yeah, they do. It's not like
it doesn't make any sense to me. Yeah, new math doesn't make any sense to me.
No, but it's newer.
It's longer.
Yeah. You had new math in comparison to what I learned, and now the kids coming along are having newer math.
You know what I do wish
so
I had learned?
Just get to the newest math and forget about all of the places in between?
I know. I really wish that they hadn't given up completely on the metric system, because I don't know anything about the metric system. I have to Google every
when you
cooking
go somewhere
measurement.
Else. Yeah,
yeah, and even a lot of recipes. I have to Google everything. I have no idea what the equivalent of a liter is to ounces. I have no idea.
It's about eight-tenths of a liter is eight-tenths of a quarter. Something.
And
like
I don't understand Celsius.
Nah, and what's the point of it? But then the other
know.
Guy says, well, the rest of the world, when some pilot comes on and says, it's 15 degrees Celsius, so what the hell does that mean? Why do I
right.
care about that? What's
exactly.
the temperature, pal?
Right.
21 after.
You tell him.
Good day.
Hello. I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigMoneyBig.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. BigMoneyBig.com. That's BigMoneyBig.com. From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
There's a lady who's gotten so much attention in the past 4 or 5 months, not necessarily because her music is good or bad, but because of the circumstances under which it was recorded and produced and what went on in her life. Kesha, been very much a focal point here, Victoria, of
yes.
What people are talking about with regard to how music is produced. So, Coachella, is that how you pronounce it? Coachella? Coachella?
Coachella. Coachella.
Yeah. All I know about Coachella is it happens in Palm Springs in Indio, and 200,000 people drove from Los Angeles to Palm Springs this past weekend. Never mind who flew into the airport at Palm Springs and who went 200,000. The traffic on the roadways here this weekend was surprisingly mellow in comparison to what it normally would be, especially I was on the road last night on the 405 coming from the south back into where I am in Santa Monica, and the traffic was pretty bad. But had it been a normal Sunday night, it would have been worse. The amount of traffic going down there and the whole focus on why is Coachella such a big thing?
It's become probably the biggest music festival, except for South by Southwest. I think the reason that it's become so big is because every celebrity is there,
mm-hmm.
and they have celebrity tents set up. They have lots of vendors now, outdoor lounges. I mean, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and celebrities love it. So it's become good music and a chance to see some of your favorite celebs at the same mm-hmm. time in the weekend.
All right,
and there's a lot of fat. Festival fashion is also another big element.
Is that what it
too.
Is? Yeah. So anyway, she Kesha hopped up on stage with Zedd, and they sang True Colors. Peter, you got a little clip of that. This is the first time she performed since she went public, cut 300, with the claims against Dr. Luke, who, again, this guy comes into the news almost every day. There's some story about him and somebody else coming out publicly with some charge about him. So anyway, this is the music that she sang on stage with Zedd. And who's Zedd?
He's a pop singer, former Disney kid, I think.
Well, really?
Yeah.
All right, Peter, do you have that audio?
Are you there?
to me, she sounds like Adele there. Am I? Is that just me?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit.
I was surprised. I actually didn't know how good of a singer she actually is until this performance at Coachella.
Yeah.
She has a big voice.
This is not Cyndi Lauper's song. It's a different True Colors.
Yes.
The lyrics are different because she's, in this song, sending a message. I think we played a little of this once before, that she's not going to back down in her demands to not work with this guy, Dr. Luke. And nobody seems to be able to explain, to me anyway, why this guy even still has a job. Why isn't he in jail with all of them? I mean, it's like Bill Cosby, the same kind of thing. I mean, that's what, doesn't that sound like the same kind of shtick to you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So why is he just still walking around and working? Why does Sony employ him still?
Where is Sony? Has Sony said anything publicly about Dr. Luke or about the whole thing?
No.
Other than they're just going to continue to make Kesha, you know, work against her will, I guess, or keep her contract in place. But, I that's the one thing I just don't understand. Mm-hmm. Kesha has so many people supporting her right now.
Yeah.
Every major star, Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift, I mean, everybody. And yet, Sony's still hiding.
Is Kanye, is he a supporter of hers? He was down at Coachella.
I believe he has actually said positive things for a change.
Yes.
Kanye. But yeah, Kanye had some, he didn't have a good time at Coachella. His mic was not on, but he thought it was.
But doesn't he have those problems all the time?
He seems to. Kanye kind of has a meltdown wherever he goes. The SNL, I'm sure you heard about that. You know, they were moving his stage around and he had an epic meltdown. I don't know. It seems difficult if I was his tour manager. I wouldn't want that job.
So does he have karma? Maybe that's what it is. His karma is so bad that it brings, the energy is so negative around him that it brings everybody down around him and brings him down as well. I think that's something.
That's one theory it could be.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for underscoring my theory. Did you know there's a link between heartburn and esophageal cancer, the fastest growing cancer in our country? Brian Osich has more on one treatment which can help reduce the progression of this problem.
Healthcare Now, I'm Brian Osich. Esophageal cancer is currently outpacing both breast and prostate cancers and melanoma, but the exact cause of this deadly form of cancer is not known. However, experts do know that there is a clear link to heartburn, which over time can lead to a precancerous condition called Barrett's esophagus. Dr. Kenneth Chang, University of California, Irvine.
As we know, millions of Americans suffer from acid reflux, which can develop into Barrett's esophagus. Left untreated, Barrett's esophagus can increase one's risk for developing cancer 30 to 40-fold. However, we have highly effective treatment to help reduce the risk of its progression to esophageal cancer called Barrx radiofrequency ablation, or RFA.
Barrx RFA can remove the precancerous cells, greatly reducing one's risk for the condition to progress to cancer.
Barrx esophagus cells may become more abnormal over time, and by treating this higher risk precancerous stage with Barrx RFA, progression to esophageal cancer can be reduced by over 80%.
If you or a loved one suffers from reflux, find a physician near you offering the Barrx procedure by visiting learnaboutbarretts.com. That's Healthcare Now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Time is 33 after the hour, a moderate Monday morning. Hello, let's focus on the middle of the month. It's the 18th of April. Yeah, yeah. And Hardly a Man Is Now Alive. I love that poem. Matter of fact, I oftentimes will do the poem, but I can't place my finger on it right now, and it probably would bore the tears out of... Interesting expression, bore the tears out of you. Victoria Keelan is here. As we work our way through what's going on today, so you have been watching the trending stories at Twitter. What do we have?
Well, now the Boston Marathon has completely taken over all of the trending on Twitter. I guess, what time does the marathon start? Have you
Noontime, straight up. Well, I used to drive the pace car for the marathon when I was running. I did a radio program in Boston for 14 years in my hometown. And as part of the gig, I got to drive for 6 years the pace car, which was always a convertible something or other. And
does every marathon do that? I never knew there was a pace car for running.
No, I don't think there is other than the Boston Marathon. I'm not even sure they still
do
it.
That's cool. Frankly,
it was a truck. What I always got a kick out of is, of course, the news media has to overdo everything. So there's this big truck that runs right in front of all the TV guys with their cameras are on this truck, and they're right in front of the runners, so the runners are breathing the exhaust from this truck that's like 10 feet in front of you. Where do you think those shots come from when you're watching the marathon? You can see the front runners because the truck is right in front of them. And they're breathing. It's really...
Yet another reason I will never train for a marathon.
Oh, my God.
Now I can just blame smog.
So the big to-do this year is whether or not the Kenyans have been winning regularly, both men and women, in the Boston Marathon, whether they're doped up or not, whether they're on some stimulants, whether they're on some drug, and so they had a lot of hoopla. And
now, is that illegal for a marathon?
Well, apparently, I never heard there was much to do about nothing when it first came up, when I remember driving the pace car. But now, because doping is such a focus generally, thanks to Lance Armstrong and some of the baseball players, more so than football players, because the football players have been on steroids for years, nobody paid any attention to it. But now, it's a big to-do because of what McGuire did and Sosa did and
A-Rod,
right?
He was doping, too.
Yeah. So then it's trickled over into some of these other sports. and people use these inhalers. It's with a tennis player, and that that isn't drug. Yeah. As a matter of fact, that substance that has been now immortalized is illegal. I forget what it is. It begins with an M, but it isn't anything more than basically Super Beats. So, and that's all natural. This is something that's derived in several different ways. So there's an over-focus is the point on that. But I think that they've realized that in Kenya and some of these other countries, you can get substances a lot more easily than you can here. Or at least there isn't a focus on it being illegal, whatever it takes to win. That's what the Russians always did when they were winning all those powerlifting contests. The men and the women were huge. And I mean, the strength that they, both men and women, that they would demonstrate. And it was because they had been on a certain type of steroid.
Yeah.
And that's what made it work. So,
but no, if you're a Boston marathoner, do they have drug testing? Or if you, win.
They didn't used to.
Because I'm assuming there's money involved, right, if you win?
Yeah, but not a lot. It's more prestige than anything else. Everybody wins something, but it's not, you know, it's not like a Super Bowl ring or anything like that. It's just the prestige of winning, because the marathon, Boston Marathon, is the oldest marathon and the one that seems to. One of the things that's fascinating about this, Victoria, 30,000 people run in the race.
That's
and
incredible.
And they qualify with all of these various, the L.A. Marathon qualified people. I remember there's some 74-year-old guy who lives here in Santa Monica that ran the L.A. Marathon because he wanted to qualify for the Boston Marathon. And he did. He came in fourth in the over 70 division. And
wow.
So he, but there are all these different divisions. So you ask, I was getting back to the answer to the question, how it's broken down. They start at noontime for the official race. But before that, I think at 10:30 they have a race that involves wheelchairs, and then there's another subset race that starts at 11 o'clock, and there's another one at 11:15. So the streets have been blocked off. My hometown of Framingham is the third town that they go through. They start in Holliston, start in Hopkinton, they go to Ashland, and then Framingham, and Natick, and Wellesley, and into Newton, and then to Boston. And along the way, they pretty much stop the traffic. You can't get now. They'll stop. The traffic has been shut off in downtown Framingham now for about an hour. And now with even more focus on clear plastic bags, they have police wandering. There are 5,000 police officers on duty now to supposedly protect the integrity of the race so that there won't be another Boston Bomber Marathon thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think 3 years ago is when that took place.
Yeah.
And all of the fiasco that went with it. And so there's that. I use the term overkill because I think it's parathetic, but it works because there is too much police. It's like everything else. It's sort of stopping the people who wanted to disrupt things 3 years ago have disrupted them permanently, because now people want to make sure, or so authorities will tell you, that they want to make sure the race is safe. You can't make sure the race is safe. You know, maybe just the police presence would scare some people away, but if somebody wants to do something, they're going to do it. But they don't do the same thing over again. And that's what
that's,
is so
that's
foolish
exactly
about
it.
All of this.
Yeah. They should be beefing up the New York Marathon security and L.A. and all the other ones.
I don't think you'd see anything happen at a. These guys will come up with some other way.
Yeah.
It's like, I think the chances of anything happening on a plane are almost nil. The TSA is just theater. It's a waste of time. Because people are not going to do that. They're going to try other things. Like blow up a cruise ship or something. You know, I don't even want to say that. But that's, you know, the kind of stuff. They're not going to do the same thing over again.
It's been good for the Boston Marathon in one sense, because I never paid attention to it and never even knew when it was or anything until that happened. So it's gotten a lot more publicity.
Yes, but it has been for all the years, but maybe because I grew up there and because I was so involved in it for so many years, it seemed to have been the race to run in and to win. And there are a lot of local celebrities. They fell in Johnny Kelly, who ran in it for 40 years or something. And last time he ran, he was 82. And he was the local character that was the focus everybody wanted. You know, nobody knew who he was, but yet everybody knew who he was. You know what I mean? It's one of those
right.
things.
Right, yeah.
So anyway, I'm sure, chase that around tomorrow. And if the doping thing is a story, it'll be because we've now, it's not something new, it's just that people are focusing on it, like having all the police to supposedly make the race course safe. It's all nonsense. It's all theater. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of Canada visiting the Perimeter Institute for Theoretical Physics, and there was a reporter there who wanted to talk to him, interview him, and he started out by saying, I was going to ask you to explain quantum computing, and before asking his actual question, which was about Daesh, Trudeau went on to surprise the reporter and everybody else there by explaining, by answering the question. Listen to this audio.
I wasn't going to ask you to explain quantum computing, but when do you expect Canada's ISIL mission to begin again? And are we not doing anything in the interim while we prepare?
Okay. Very simply, normal computers work by... Don't interrupt me. When you walk out of here, you will know more. Well, no, some of you will know far less about quantum computing, but most of you, normal computers work either there's power going through a wire or not. It's one or a zero. They're binary systems. What quantum states allow for is much more complex information to be encoded into a single bit. Regular computer bit is either a one or a zero, on or off. A quantum state can be much more complex than that because, as we know, things can be both particle and wave at the same times, and the uncertainty around quantum states allows us to encode more information into a much smaller computer. So that's what's exciting about quantum computing, and that's what we're don't get me going on this, or we'll be here all day, trust me.
Now, that is a mic drop moment. That is awesome. If I didn't know that that was the Prime Minister of Canada and you told me that that was Tim Cook from Apple, I would totally believe that.
Yeah.
That's incredible that Justin Trudeau knows that much about technology and quantum computing.
I could have explained it, too, but he did a better job. 43 past the hour. In a moment, we focus on what happened with... Dr. Dawson, good Doug. Rosario Dawson got arrested. Why'd that happen? I have that info in a moment here on Good Day.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place run smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sometimes you'll love a house and you'll love a neighborhood, but it has a not great school district. Zillow is actually great because you can click on kind of a more detailed section and it tells you how well a school is rated. We kind of prioritized houses that we were going to look at based on that. We were able to walk in and think like, wow, we can make a life here.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
This report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. For many, the American dream means financial independence. But is that a realistic goal for all of us? Most Americans consider themselves financially savvy, but a closer look at their finances doesn't always reflect their perceived understanding. According to a new study by Fifth Third Bank, financial independence was cited as a goal for over 80% of respondents. But for many Americans, staggering debt, poor retirement planning, and insufficient savings stand in the way of attaining that goal. 70% of Americans have some form of debt, yet 30% have no plan to pay it off. Jada Grandy, Senior Vice President, Fifth Third Bank.
Financial planning is one of the most important things you can do in life. From our survey results, we found that Americans are generally knowledgeable about basic financial concepts. The gap is applying that knowledge to personal behaviors in order to empower themselves for the future.
For more information, visit www.53.com/life.
Hey there, you see that thing on top of your car? That's a metaphor for the strain dirty deposits put on your engine. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Oh, easy there, buddy. I'm excited too, but let's show a little restraint. That's better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate. Our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows, maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
All right. Rosario Dawson is standing up for democracy, so he says. This is an actor from Daredevil, right? No, an actress, excuse me.
Yeah.
She was one of the protesters arrested for crowding the democracy spring rally that took place in Washington. I think there were, 500 people that got arrested there because they didn't have a permit or some other foolishness. This is, as far as I'm concerned, this ought to be the big story of the day or the week. The people who were there to protest on Capitol Hill against the corruption of big money in politics. And because she crossed picket lines, police lines, with all these people, they staged a sit-in. She was fined $50, not facing a court appearance or jail time. But I thought that what she did was cool.
I always wonder, though. I'm all for a protest as long as it's peaceful.
I'm a big protest.
Is this going to really affect change? Like, I'm a bottom line kind of person.
Yes,
you know?
Enough of it gets done with enough noise. It certainly had an impact on the Vietnam era. It had impact. Look at what happened with the protests that resulted in the 64 change, the Voting Rights Bill. All of that stuff all came out of protests. Yes, if there are enough noise makers, whether it's this kind of thing, people need to make noise. This is your country. You need to make the noise.
I agree. I'm happy to hear you say that then, because it's easy to sort of feel jaded about the whole thing.
No, I'm an anarchist at heart.
I love it.
All right, so Game of Thrones, announcement was made that they're going to have two more seasons. After this sixth season, that'll be shorter than you're used to, 13 episodes in each of the 2 years. I think the final season will have 10 episodes or something like that. I don't get this show. It's so violent.
Me neither.
So
me
violent.
Neither.
It's just horrible. Now, here's the people involved in politics, as we're there, and those who don't like Donald Trump, included in that list are some of the former Apprentice contestants who didn't like him for whatever the reason. Here's a reporter focusing on those people who went public with that dislike of Trump over the weekend.
On the TV show The Apprentice, then-host Donald Trump often told contestants, "You're fired." Now six of them are turning the tables on him, telling reporters in New York that the Republican presidential candidate is not the right man for the job of president. One of them is season 4 contestant Marshawn Evans Daniels.
If he is going to be president, and I don't care whether it's him or anybody else, he has to be able to have a sit down with people. He has to be able to engage people.
Season 3 contestant Tara Dowdle agrees. And when it comes to the issues of illegal immigration and barring Muslims from America, she says Trump is simply saying what his supporters want to hear.
He saw there was an anger in this country that was specifically related to the changing demographics of this country, and he is choosing to exploit that. And so whether he believes it or not, it actually doesn't matter, because the actions or what's resulting from it is dangerous and irresponsible.
No,
Trump is dismissing the group as failing wannabes.
This is people who are naive and don't get it. He's got as much right to do what he's doing. You can say what you want, and it's a free country. You should be talking about him. But the list, it sounds like you were talking to a sophomore in high school, for God's sakes. Like people getting upset with Rosario Dawson for not only being in that protest, but wearing a Bernie Sanders shirt. Okay.
Yeah.
Why? Oh, did you see that? She had on a... Why? What's wrong with that? It's part of the deal.
She's been a big Bernie fan for a while,
Chevrolet and Chrysler launching unconventional ad campaigns aimed at boosting sales of passenger cars because SUVs and crossovers are soaring. So there's new ad campaigns on television, also in movie theaters as well. pushing some of the things that are different about their passenger car. I happen to like SUVs. That's why I drive one. 51 after the hour and good day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus has joined us here on Good Day with Chetty and Doug with his weekly visit, his overview of the important medical stories, and certainly Zika is on everybody's minds. It is a problem. People who are pregnant and are exposed to Zika do definitely have a problem, Ken, right?
Yeah, we have a Summer Olympics coming up in Brazil. Doug, there is no longer any doubt that Zika causes babies to be born with abnormally small heads and damaged brains. This unprecedented association between a mosquito-borne virus and a horrifying birth defect was announced by the CDC and quickly published in the New England Journal of Medicine this week. Most people who are infected with Zika virus, that's about 80%, show no symptoms, and 20% have mild symptoms, which may include fever, rash, joint pain, and conjunctivitis. People rarely die from Zika. The most effective way to protect yourself from Zika virus is to prevent mosquito bites, and over the weekend we can talk about the 6 ways to do that, but there's no vaccine or treatment for Zika.
Dr. Ken and I do Good Day Health on Saturday mornings, 7 to 9 Eastern Time. If you have a question for Dr. Ken, please feel free to call us at that time. Listen for the number, or you can send us an email which asks your question. We'll get those on the air as we can. Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or me, Doug, at dougstefan.com. Speaking of the brain, here's a story about a fella who is a quadriplegic that had a chip implanted in his brain, and what happened?
This is really encouraging news. This was published this week in the medical journal Nature. A freak diving accident at age 19. Doug left Ian Burkett's arms and legs paralyzed. Now he's 24, the former athlete. He's regained some use of his fingers, hands, and wrists thanks to an experimental technology never before tried in humans. A surgically implanted computer chip enables messages to travel from Burkett's brain to his limbs, bypassing the damaged spinal cord. The electronic neural bypass technology demonstrates what is possible in the future, and it can offer hope for movement restoration to millions of people worldwide living with paralysis.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is a cardiologist and a study studied academic. So this story is interesting because of the impact of aspirin and what that does.
This week, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, which is a very influential governmental body, they've affected PSA testing, mammogram testing. Now they published a final recommendation statement this past Monday saying that taking an aspirin a day might help prevent cardiovascular disease and colon cancer. Specifically, the task force found that people ages 50 to 59 who have an increased risk for cardiovascular disease can lower their risk for heart attacks, strokes, and colon cancer by taking an aspirin a day. They also found that those ages 60 to 69 can benefit as well, but should discuss the treatment with their health care provider first. They concluded there is not enough evidence to determine the benefits and harms of aspirin use in people younger than 50 or older than 69. So this influences people between 51 and 68. The problem is that aspirin, although it's a wonderfully helpful medication to prevent stroke, heart disease, and colon cancer, it also can, some people can cause bleeding in the stomach and intestines, so that's why there's this limited recommendation.
Well, that's it. It goes back to science disproving science, but not all the way here, it sounds like to me, because there's been a lot of controversy about aspirins over the last few years, right?
Well, I don't know. It's more that it has benefits, and it also can have adverse effects, so that's why you have this specific recommendation.
Don't overdo it. All right, Dr. Ken, brought to us by the folks who make Superbeats. Ken's going to explain why this is such an original idea and why it's so good for you to consider as part of your daily routine.
Doug, in 1988, nitric oxide, it was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and is a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance. The body needs to continuously make nitric oxide. So many foods are rich in nitric oxide, but you don't get enough of them. That's why you need to get Super Beats to get these boosts of nitric oxide in the body, or if your level, your tank is low, Neo 40 is the product to increase the level in the body.
Both come from the folks at Neogenis. Here's how you get the products. Try it for yourself. 800-655-4183. That number for Super Beats. Take advantage of what Dr. Ken is advising. 800-655-4183. Actually, I mean, who would know better than Ken about something like this? 800-655-4183 for Super Beats and Neo 40.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.